Let's head out to the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. We welcome in Mark Packer, former ACC Network host. Mark, how are you? How is retirement treating you, my friend? Hopefully well.
Well, it's different. I got to be honest with you. You know, I watch games now completely different. It used to be I'm constantly taking notes and thinking of offbeat things to get into for the week. Now I just put my feet up with a bourbon and don't care. I mean, don't care. So life's pretty good. I got to be honest with you.
Right. Just one bourbon?
No, it's one bourbon per possession. And it's all about taste.
That's funny. Well, obviously, Carolina, we're going to get to a couple of ACC teams here, but Carolina, that was the big island game last night, and everyone's talking about Belichick. Sonny Dykes said after the game, no one respected us. All they talked about was Belichick. So we just felt like we had to go out and prove something. They did. Carolina obviously has a bunch of new guys, a bunch of new players. Lopez looked terrible. Your thoughts on that outcome, because that did surprise me. 48-14 did surprise me.
Well, first of all, Sonny Dykes was 1,000,000,000% right, and all you had to do is watch the first hour of the ESPN pregame,
right?
Where everything was, let's just slobber all over Bill Belichick. And listen, when he was hired back in December, I said North Carolina's going to become the new college football reality show, and it has.
Yeah,
and people are going to watch North Carolina and couldn't even find it on the map, but because of Bill Belichick, all of a sudden you're going to say, "Hey, how'd they do this weekend?" So it's a whole new atmosphere, stratosphere for eyeballs on North Carolina football. And when you bring in 70 new guys, 40 in the transfer portal, 30 in recruiting, I mean, it's going to take some time. And if you only watched the opening possession last night of that game and turned it off, if you only watched the opening possession and you saw North Carolina go down six plays, whatever it was, touchdown, and you turned it off and went to bed, and you woke up this morning and said, "Hey, what's the final score?" 48-14. You said, "What? That Carolina team looks really good." So, again, it's one game. You can't go too crazy. The good news for North Carolina is that the ACC gave them an unbelievable schedule. I mean, they get a chance to avoid Miami, Florida State, Georgia Tech, SMU, and Louisville. I would make the case that that is five of the six best teams in the league. That you at least would assume after 1 week of football, Clemson being the other one I'd throw in there, and they have to play the Tigers next month. So the schedule could not be any easier. But the performance last night was abysmal, and I know North Carolina fans are bummed out. But, again, it's 1 week. They get Charlotte and I think Richmond after that, so maybe they get some confidence. And I still think that team could get to a bowl, best-case scenario, and I think the schedule will help them. But last night was certainly a disappointment.
Now, do you think that that Belichick eventually will move back to Max Johnson? Max Johnson had that awful injury last year in the Minnesota game. But do you think eventually he goes away from Gio Lopez? I know, look, I might be overreacting because of how bad they were last night, but do you think he eventually goes to Max Johnson, Brad Johnson's son?
Well, I think, the good news for Belichick and his team is that they'll put the ball out there and say, "Hey, somebody go earn it."
Right.
Again, they're spending a lot of cash on getting Gio in there, and he struggled last night. But again, it's one game.
It's one game.
I don't think
you're right.
Go crazy. Mm-hmm. Max getting back in there after that gruesome injury last year against Minnesota was a really cool story. So you know he's got experience. He can lead you somewhere. But you know Belichick will figure all that stuff out. Again, I think a lot of credit needs to go to TCU last night, because after that opening drive, and Sonny Dykes even said, "Hey, I'm not sure what we were going to go up against." Once they saw it, made some adjustments. They basically kicked North Carolina all over the yard last night. So TCU gets a lot of credit. They were a much better football team. But like I said, North Carolina's schedule is going to allow them at least some flexibility to get some answers. But, again, for a North Carolina fan who was thinking, "Hey, we got the GOAT. We're on our way. We're going to win 10, 12 games. Let's go." Last night was a rude awakening. Unwelcome to reality.
You know, it is amazing that Max Johnson, this is his sixth year of college football.
Yeah,
he's played with three different schools. He actually had a really good year, I think, his second year at LSU. I think it was maybe a sophomore year. But you do talk about experience. Now, obviously, last year he missed the entire thing because of the injury. But 6 years of college football, that's a lot of reps. That's a lot of practice time.
Yeah, so, and he's also seen live bullets. So some respects, you know, maybe that goes as something that Belichick will look at this week. But, again, North Carolina's got a lot more issues than just what they've got at quarterback. I thought that the line of scrimmage, they got pushed around last night. And again, give TCU a lot of credit. That's a team that had a lot of starters coming back, and as Sonny Dykes said, got completely disrespected by ESPN and everybody else, and he was 1,000% right, and they played with a chip on their shoulder, and they shoved it down Carolina's throat.
Mark, another team that got pushed around at the line of scrimmage was Alabama by Florida State. Yeah. I don't think a lot of people saw that result coming. How surprised were you not only by the final score, but by the fact that Alabama was just out-physicaled on both sides of the ball by the Seminoles?
I knew Florida State would be motivated, but I thought so would Alabama. And that one, to me, was the biggest shocker of the weekend. It was just with the intensity that Florida State played. And Mike Norvell is a really good football coach. Last year was one of those things that if it could go wrong, it went wrong. But, man, given what Gus came in there and his concept with Tommy Castellanos, give that kid some credit because he was talking a big game in the middle of the summer. And, you know, Nick Saban can't save him, and he was right. But I'm excited for Florida State and their fan base because they want to be great again. And again, it wasn't just 2 years ago. They're 13-0 and got screwed by Alabama and that whole college football playoff thing, but that's a whole separate story. But, you know, Bama had something to play for, too. And I just was stunned with the lack of urgency with them. I mean, they got punched in the face. Again, much like the Carolina game last night, first time Bama touched it, they went down the field, scored, and you're thinking, oh, boy, this could get ugly. But, man, I was really impressed with Florida State. And, of course, their fan base, the new dope Campbell Stadium, everything else, there's a lot of momentum. And all of a sudden, Florida State-Miami kind of feels like the good old days again, right? I mean,
right.
Ironic given the fact when Miami joined the league 20-some-odd years ago, we all just assume we're going to get Miami-Florida State in that ACC championship game every year. We've never seen it. Who knows? They're going to see each other next month. But both of those teams were, I think, the two most impressive out of the ACC over the weekend.
And Castellanos, you know, obviously more of a runner than a passer. I mean, he's a really good runner. I remember seeing him last year when Boston College went down to Blacksburg.
Yep.
And they just bottled him up and made him run. Yep. I'm sorry, made him pass.
Incredible.
So that was very impressive. And like you said, I was very surprised because Bama didn't really respond.
No.
You know?
And that, you know, that is so counter
yes.
to what you expect from not only Alabama, but really quality top-flight SEC teams. I mean, you know, hey, you may jump them, but guess what? They're going to fight you again. I just never got a sense that there was a fight out of Alabama. And that is just, again, it's not like that was a Nick Saban sitting over there. Alabama's got something to prove. And that was an absolute punch in the face. And, again, just knowing the fan base down there and the passion, which is Alabama football, that will not fly. So, again, they're going to get a chance to get tested multiple times in that league. But that was an ugly, ugly start for the Tide, but fantastic for Florida State.
I'm sure you were enjoying your bourbon watching an awful offense when the Hokies went down to Atlanta to play South Carolina. Now, I was impressed by the defense because the defense really kept him in it, and he's got a bunch of new players.
Yep.
But, man, Drones was so bad. He was 1-for-13. I know you know this. 1-for-13 inside South Carolina's territory with two awful picks. There's a lot of pressure on Coach Pry this year for a lot of different reasons, but that's not good. And then Vanderbilt, who really played well last year, and I was at that game. Vanderbilt beat them last year down there. They're coming in with a good running back that can run. I don't feel great about this Hokie team right now.
You know, I hate putting must-win tags on teams or games or schools and all that stuff, but I think during the offseason, when I looked at Virginia Tech's schedule, coming off what has happened the last couple of years, and I like Coach Pry, but you got to win. And
Right. Winning
close games has just been a nightmare for the Hokies under the Pry regime. And, you know, there was this thing, it's 10-8 at halftime on Sunday. You're thinking, oh, here we go again. Virginia Tech just didn't make enough plays. And ironically, I mean, listen, a special teams touchdown, that was like a dagger to the heart. If you're a Virginia Tech fan, I mean, Beamer's the head coach on the other side, and he beat you on the punt return and everything else. But when I looked at the schedule, South Carolina, I didn't think they would win that game. But Virginia Tech at home against Vandy, a team that kind of ruined it. You mentioned that game last year, and Diego Pavia goes nuts, and of course, he's back. This feels like a must-win game. And I hate putting labels like that on teams, especially going into week two. But given the pressure, given what's at stake, you're at home, you're playing somebody that beat you and kind of pissed you off last year. You're coming off a performance on Sunday in which, you know, there were some positives, but yet there's some things we got to be better at. This feels like a game that Virginia Tech simply cannot be 0-2 heading into the rest of the season. It just can't be 0-2. You've got to be able to hold serve at home. Fans should be fired up. They shouldn't always are. But this is the kind of game you just got to win this game if you're Virginia Tech. End of story, period.
Yep, because Vanderbilt, Old Dominion, Wofford, they have to be 3-1 before they go down to Raleigh. They have to be, because he's still got to play Florida State and Miami at the end of the year. I mean, and now those look like losses. So
exactly right. And you got to win close games. I mean, that trend must change ASAP for Virginia Tech. I mean, you're to the point now with your program, the way you've recruited, the guys that you got in place. Like you said, it looks like they've made some serious improvements on the defensive side, which is great. But winning close games has got to be a must. And, again, it's a game Saturday that if you're just kind of channel surfing and you're looking at scores, that is one to keep an eye on for the big picture if you're Virginia Tech fan, no doubt.
Who impressed you more, Miami or Florida State?
Florida State, because I didn't – listen, they were a two-touchdown dog at home, and I thought Bama had something to play for. And I was just impressed with the physicality of Florida State. I really liked what Miami did, too, because I think those are two really good teams. And again, I think Notre Dame's still going to be fine, given even though they lost the game. But Miami, again, you know about the physicality, Mario Cristobal, you know how they want to play. There's sometimes I think he gets lost on game days, but I thought they did a really great job. And the fact that Notre Dame responded in the fourth quarter and then Carson Beck drives him down, they kick the field goal, they win the game. I mean, crowd was great. Great win for Miami. And of course, we're going to find out more about the Canes, too, in a couple of weeks when Florida comes down to town. Which should be another great game. But if you're a Miami fan and you're a Florida State fan, it kind of feels like, hey, it's not like back in the 90s again. I mean, both those teams play with some passion, and fans are – guys are flying around, crowds are into it. So that's a really good news for the ACC. In fact, I think it's the second time in the last 45 years that the ACC had a pair of top 10 non-conference wins. So a good start. The only thing missing was Clemson holding serve at home against LSU, and – it may turn out to be that LSU might be the best team in the country. We'll see.
Mark, I'm looking ahead to week two. It starts Friday night with James Madison going to Louisville. If I'm Louisville, like, that team would scare me coming into my building. Like, that can't be an easy early season matchup for them on a Friday night.
I have tons of respect for Jeff Brohm. I think he is a great, not good, but a great offensive mind. Always has his quarterbacks and skill guys that can make plays. I think Louisville is flying underneath the radar, but you're right. I mean, they can't be looking ahead like they've arrived. You got to be careful. But I think Louisville is a legitimate top 25 team. I do. I think they are going to be good. I think they're going to cause a problem. I think they're going to stick their nose in people's business when we start talking about the ACC race. I'd say the same thing with Georgia Tech after what I saw from them going on the road against Colorado, as physical as their offensive line is. And, you know, Kings, I think they're a really good quarterback. There's some cool storylines in the league. I mean, you throw in the state of Florida that we just talked about. Clemson, I still think, is a good football team, even though they got to figure out some issues on the offensive side. I think SMU, Georgia Tech, Louisville are all legit. The league may be a little bit deeper than what most people thought before the season started.
Yeah,
Mark,
good stuff.
We always appreciate the time. Keep enjoying retirement. Enjoy that bourbon, and we'll talk
we
to you
miss
again
you.
Soon.
We miss you watching you in your basement.
Well, listen, anytime you guys need me to shoot the breeze about anything, call, because I keep telling you guys do great work, and anytime I could be a part of it, I love it.
So, all right, thanks,
Mark.
We'll be calling you,
appreciate
no doubt.
It.
You got it. We'll talk to you.
Thanks,
man.
Nice. That's Mark Packer, former ACC Network host. He's always great on the show. Don't forget, coming up at 9:45, we're going to give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see Dave Chappelle when he comes to town in October at Capital One Arena. We'll do that at 9:45. We'll do EB's entertainment page next. Coming up at 9:45, we'll give away those Dave Chappelle tickets. So you want to keep listening for your chance to win, because it's coming up shortly. But first, we'll do EB's entertainment page.
That's right, Ricky. Entertainment page driven by BMW Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner. For the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine, get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for my girl Miriam. She's the general manager. She'll hook you up. Of course, you check out their entire selection of certified pre-owned and new vehicles right there on their website, bmwfairfax.com. Take one for a spin. You're going to love it. And when you get there, make sure you mention me. All right. You know, I guess Labor Day weekend is traditionally not a big weekend for movies. And this was no different. Like, Weapons was number one at the box office. It did $10.5 million, and the re-release of Jaws was second with $8 million. Over the entire Labor Day weekend, Cakes.
Everyone was at the beach.
Caught Stealing did 7.9. Freakier Friday did 6.6. The Roses, 6.2, rounds out the top five.
Jason, what is Caught Stealing?
I don't know.
Jason,
couldn't tell you.
You talk about there's no good movies.
Yeah.
I don't think you're wrong.
Well, Weapons was pretty good.
I liked Weapons a lot.
Caught Stealing is about burned out ex-baseball player Hank Thompson unexpectedly finding himself embroiled in a dangerous struggle for survival amongst the criminal underbelly of 1990s New York City. Seems weird.
First I'm hearing about it.
Austin Butler.
Caught Stealing. It's a comedy crime thriller. Is that such a thing? A comedy crime thriller?
I don't know. Sounds
85% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Wow. All right, Valdez, you'll have
is
to...
That, and that's in the theater?
Yeah.
You said that's theater, right?
Yeah, yeah. Did 9 mil... I guess 7.8 milli.
Was Zoe Kravitz?
Yeah, to open. Yeah, so Valdez, you can watch that, and you can give us a review maybe this week. Stern was supposed to come back today, right? Remember they had the big controversy about, oh, he's going to be fired, or they're not going to let, they're not going to renew his contract. Then it turns out
he was going to
tell the world what really was happening on September 2nd. Well, now they're pushing it back another week, supposedly because I had read because the contract negotiations maybe were faltering a little bit. Someone told me via text that it's because his cat, one of his 20 cats died.
Oh, really?
I mean, who knows?
He has 20 cats. Now, somebody also told you that Beamer trademarked VT.
Yeah, they did. Is that confirmed that's not true? I mean, I believe it.
I had never heard
that.
It's
more believable. That's the rumor, anyway.
And you said the beach was shut down because of human.
Well, dude, I heard that again this weekend. That listen, it may not be for people pulling their pants out in the water, but I heard it again this weekend that East Coast beaches are being inundated with fecal matter.
Okay.
Infection. I mean, literally heard that this weekend. I'm maybe people are misinterpreting it as people just dropping trout in the ocean, but somehow maybe it's runoff from whatever.
Yeah, fertilizer.
Somehow.
Yeah, fertilizer runoff.
Duty is getting in the ocean.
Hasn't that happened for
fecal.
Years?
That's, yeah, but it's at a ridiculous rate.
I mean,
it's
people have been doing that for years.
What do you mean? Making poops in the ocean?
Yeah.
Understood.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm saying it's crossed the threshold. We're
never considering
it.
Yeah.
I mean,
my son did it.
Number one, it's fine. But number two,
I mean, I haven't done it.
My son did
That's a bridge too far.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I mean, if it's an emergency and you can't get all the way to your hotel, your condo.
He was like 12.
It freaked me out if a wave shot it back towards me.
Well, yeah. It's going to get dispersed. I mean, there's so much water.
Actually, the more I think about it, I might have done it.
Yeah, I don't doubt that you
have. I wouldn't bet no on that.
I think I was really young when it was like pre-high school, maybe.
Mm-hmm. That's what my son did. He was like a kid.
Yeah, but I mean, look, if you get a wave, you catch a wave and you're out in the middle of the ocean, you can't get all the way to your hotel. That would take forever.
Yeah, imagine if you're staying Bayside, too.
Yeah, that'd be really in trouble.
Exactly.
Clutching your cheeks, waiting to cross Coastal Highway.
I mean, you can dispute how the duty's getting in there, but there's duty in the
but also it's not like human duty.
Well, I heard fecal matter.
I know, but fertilizer is
that could be from
I don't know what fertilizer is. You mean fertilizer like?
Hey, what are you worried about? You're not going to the beach anytime
soon.
For
your dirt fertilizer.
You know what fertilizer? Yeah.
I
when you fertilize your lawn or your plants, that's all poo.
Well, I've never done that.
I know you haven't.
Hey, your beach days are over.
They might not, actually. I think I might do something on one of these upcoming weekends.
Oh, look at you getting frisky. Fall beach trip.
The best time to go to OC or Rehoboth or Dewey is late September, early October. It's the best time.
I like it anytime.
Labor Day sucks.
Valdez loves it when all the tourists are there. He loves it jam-packed.
All right, speaking of movies, I don't know what's going on with this. Valdez, can you hit me to this? Lionsgate is hosting a screening for a movie called The Long Walk, where I guess the entire movie is just like people walking, like enacting.
Yeah,
right?
It's based on a Stephen King novel or short story.
Customers must walk on a treadmill faster than 3 miles an hour for the whole movie. It's a publicity stunt they're doing, or you get thrown out of there.
Right.
So I guess you could preview it for free if you're willing to walk on a treadmill.
Yeah, it's like a screening. Remember the screenings you used to do?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you just put it on 3.1.
That's an inventive bit.
So you do 3.1.
I mean, I don't want to have to walk while I'm watching a movie.
Well, that's part of the trend everybody's doing, right? The 12, 3, 30 or whatever, right?
I do that most mornings.
At 12 degrees of whatever, incline, at 3 miles per hour.
Yes.
I hadn't heard of this latest craze.
It's so boring. But it keeps you in like the zone two, right?
Got it.
I guess where you burn more fat.
Okay.
But you just, I mean, it's.
It's not super easy.
It's butt slow. It's just, for me, it's boring. That's why it's hard. I'm bored out of my freaking mind.
I disagree with you.
Yeah. I thought we talked about this, but maybe we didn't. Maybe we talked about a different cocktail at the U.S. Open. There is one now that's apparently all the rage cakes. It's called the watermelon slice. Have you ever heard of that?
I have not.
Mar, any of your boys
I'm
drinking
intrigued.
A watermelon slice?
What's in it?
Gotta be vodka. Sure.
It's a U.S. Open drink that's now $39.
Jeez.
If you want to get it.
That's
I mean,
ridiculous.
That's better than like four shots of alcohol in it, at least.
It's champagne. I don't know. They don't say what kind
I like
of champagne.
Like it.
That's a weird thing by cakes about how much you love champagne.
The boozy beverage comes in a neon green tennis ball shaped wine glass.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mix of Moet and Chandon. Is that how you say it? Champagne.
Yeah, I don't know.
Watermelon juice. I love water. I mean, you sleep on watermelon. It's so good. Elderflower liqueur and lime with a watermelon wedge. So it's essentially champagne and elderflower liqueur with watermelon juice.
For $40.
$39.
That's
an outrageous
such
price.
A ripoff.
How much is the Moet? I always thought Moet was like cheap champagne, no? Is that?
I don't know.
They probably have.
Ask Ben. He's a bartender. He knows.
Ben, you're a bartender?
I used to be at Lido in College Park.
Oh, okay.
I didn't do the fancy drinks.
Yeah. Not a lot of fancy drinks sometimes. Yeah.
Sometimes people would come in and order a drink, and I would be like, sure. And I'd have to walk to the back and look up the recipe for it.
Right. Yeah, I don't blame you. Cakes, do you know what Spotify's record for the most streams? What song has the most streams?
All
and it now
time?
Just topped 5 billion.
5 billion. It's a great question.
Taylor Swift, Cruel Summer.
No.
I'm going to say it's
no
The Weeknd. Something by The Weeknd.
You got it.
Oh, good job.
Shining Lights.
Blinding Lights. Blinding Lights became the first song to reach 5 billion streams on Spotify. So this weekend,
he's made $8 off those 5
we
billion streams.
We play it every Friday.
I keep getting,
we might account for 1 billion of them.
It's a lot.
I keep getting the Phil Collins like in the air tonight. Like keeps showing up on my reels. And once you watch it, then more and more Phil Collins stuff comes up. So I went to Phil Collins on Spotify.
So many hits.
You don't realize how many hits. Like, you know he's a legend. But it's like, I don't really listen to those songs.
Why do you sleep on studio?
That's with Philip Bailey. No, I know
it's
that.
It's so good.
But it's like, it's shocking how many. And he kind of wrote, like, Studio's not one, but he wrote kind of like love songs or whatever. They're kind of like.
Yeah, he's a genius.
You just don't realize what a silly artist he was. And I think he's like on the brink of death.
Is he really?
I think so.
I mean, we keep saying that about him. I know he's not in the greatest shape. I don't know if he's actually on the brink of death. Like, I don't think he's in. I think there have been erroneous reports that he was in hospice.
I don't know if he's in hospice. But I saw him. First of all, a couple months ago, they wheeled him onto his drum set for the first time in years. I mean, he looks decrepit.
Another guy
It's sad.
Now, this guy's old, too. I saw a clip of Elton John getting off like a yacht somewhere, maybe
he was
in Europe.
Shuffling.
He's struggling.
Yeah. He just looked like he was having a hard time.
Also, he didn't want to fall in the water. It was a boat.
Sure, understood.
Once he got to the land, he walked a little better.
He was better. Okay. Yeah, I was like, that's not looking great for Sir Elton
anybody,
John.
Anybody, when you get off a boat, especially if you're elderly and you're trying to get onto the
you have your sea legs under you, Valdez.
Hey, getting on and off a boat, even in your 30s, can be
dicey.
Can be
challenging.
Yeah, for sure. No, but dude, because you know how, it's funny, because we basically haven't seen Phil Collins in like 20, 30 years, for the most part, right? You basically haven't seen him. You saw him when he was dressed up like he worked at like Walmart or something, you know, doing all the concerts.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's just like an old man. Like, we missed his aging.
Terrible genetics.
He must have like, because I think he's only in his 70s.
He's 74.
He just looks bad.
He does look
Isn't his
bad.
Daughter a little bit silly? Lily Collins?
He's got a hot daughter. Does he?
Believe so.
I just remember the stories that came out about a couple years ago. One of his wives, some like lady he maybe was married to for a year or two, said that he was like, you know, he was going to the bathroom in his diapers.
And wasn't he the guy that didn't shower or didn't bathe?
Yeah, showering and, you know.
Bad BO.
Because when you get old like that, dude, it's hard. And he just out of slammed into a wall.
Man, he looks terrible. This is a 2022 picture.
He looks
like he's 100.
Good call there, Cakes. That was worth the mention.
Thank you. Lily Collins. Silly Collins, more
like. She's an actress.
Yeah.
All right, so this is kind of amazing. Paris Hilton and her husband, who I think he's some financier, some guy makes a boatload of dough.
She's not marrying a brokey. No,
she's not married.
No,
like,
chance.
One of Mike Mars' boys.
I think I saw her at the chalet.
She just picked up Mark Wahlberg's $63 million estate.
Must be nice.
And she and her husband took out a $44 million mortgage.
Oh, man.
They say that mortgage.
You got the rocket?
She got it from J.P. Morgan.
Okay.
They got it at an interest rate. It was kind of high, 5.25. Oh,
I've got them crushed on the interest rate.
I think relatively speaking, historically, it's fine. But, you know.
That's a super jumbo loan.
They're going to try and refi. Hey, did Horsey co-sign that?
He wouldn't have been able to do the math on it. Do you, Cakes, do you know what their monthly
mortgage?
What's their monthly nut is on their $44 million
mortgage? I mean, that's got to be like
75 grand.
No, way more than that. It's got to be like $685,000.
$283,000.
I was closer.
Hey, do you think they pay an extra month for a year so their 30-year gets down to a 17-year?
Somehow these people are saying that it's actually like...
The banks just laugh at people like that.
It shows how savvy they are financially, because if you ever learn about like all these rich people, all they do is just borrow and then use their... whatever, equity or whatever, and borrow more and borrow more and borrow more and just borrow more and just borrow and never really spend their own money.
That's great.
And I guess that's kind of what they're doing with this.
This is a financial shell game.
Yeah, I don't quite understand how to do it, but this is what all the rich people do.
Well, I'm just paying off my mortgage every month like a dope.
Yeah.
Just like
the last thing I'm going to do is borrow more.
I know, but it would make my head explode, but that's what the richy rich do. The real rich.
I think they're morons for buying a $64 million house.
Well, who's going to be the next buyer?
I know.
Apparently, when Mark built it, he bought the property itself for like $6 million. And then he put all the stuff on it.
Hey, man, it's Marky Mark. Can you believe Paris Hilton and her rich-ass husband bought my $63 million compound? This is amazing.
They say it's 30,000 square feet. Can you imagine that? 30,000 square feet. It's got everything you can imagine. All
it's
the
got
theaters.
Yeah.
That plays a chin-up bar.
I've seen the flyovers.
I think they say it has a 5-hole golf course.
Okay.
Does it?
He's addicted to golf.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
He likes to go out there, and he's like...
He does those
speed golf. Right? Yeah. He goes out there and plays golf in like
Where
90
is it,
minutes.
Bel Air or Beverly Hills?
I think so.
Hey, weren't you the star of One Night in Paris? You're buying my house?
I think now he's like in Vegas or something. He definitely moved out of Hollywood.
Right.
And then Kevin Costner's got a new girlfriend. Shocker. Kevin Costner, who's 70 years old, Cakes.
Yep.
Looks amazing at 70. Like, look at Phil Collins and then look at Kevin Costner. Right. They're basically contemporaries, and it's totally different. He's dating a 46-year-old silly who is like, I guess, the ex-wife of a billionaire. And
he ain't dating a brokey.
He ain't dating a brokey.
He ain't dating a pal.
He ain't dating one of Mars' sisters.
Damage you just took right there. That's
and then last but not least, Dwayne The Rock Johnson got a lot of attention over the weekend that we talked about. Where he lost like 60 pounds, where he transformed himself into the UFC's Mark Kerr and got a 15-minute standing ovation, Cakes.
Yeah, good for The Rock.
It's a Venice Film Festival.
He's getting a lot of Oscar buzz.
15 minutes is outrageous.
These standing ovations are absurd because
Clooney
has a movie, and I saw something that he got like a 9-minute ovation.
Yeah, get over yourselves,
people. What are you doing?
Come on.
All right, when we come back, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see Dave Chappelle when he comes to town in October. So keep listening for your chance to win, because it's coming up next here on The Fan. Going to hook up caller number 10 right now at 800-636-1067. You're going to score a pair of tickets to Dave Chappelle Friday, October 10th at Capital One Arena. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event info, go to thefandc.com/events. Those tickets are courtesy of Live Nation. So 10th caller right now, you will win.
Have any of you guys seen him in concert?
Not live, no. I have not.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to go to that.
Might have to do it. All right, coming up on the station today, after we're done on Beamish and Finley, Cal Ripken joins the boys at 1:30.
We love Cal. Cal's our guy.
So you want to mark that down, be sure to be listening.
Because he doesn't want to get up too early to do our show.
On our show tomorrow, Paul Dottino from WFAN, who covers the Giants, he's going to be on at 8 a.m.
Good.
So we'll break down the Commanders' Week 1 opponent with him. And then Mike Locksley joins us at 9. Terps are 1-0 after beating FAU over the weekend. Actually, beating the brakes off of a FAU.
All right, do I see cakes that I have a little present here?
I've heard through the grapevine that our friends from PVI Office Furniture are ready to bestow a gift upon one Eric Bickle.
All right.
Look at this. They're really in a burgundy and gold office chair for one Eric. I got to play the music now.
Let me get rid of this trash.
I got to play the music.
Take that trash. Hopefully that's not your chair. Get rid of that.
that is PVI would never sell just trash like that.
Look at this thing.
That thing pops on camera.
All right, look at that.
How's your back feeling, Matt?
Feels silly.
This side of the room? Yeah. Silly. PVI offers furniture chairs. Yeah. That side? Just.
I don't know what you guys are doing.
That's why our posture's bad.
Just a wasteland.
Someone's going to steal that. Someone's going to steal that chair out of the office.
That is whatever. When you guys are sitting in, it's garbage.
I'll show you how to. All right.
She's going to give him the tutorial.
They're a great sponsor.
If I want it a little tight in the back, I always want it tight in the back.
It's from sit-on-it seating with PVI. So sit-on-it seating offers more than just office furniture.
Mm-hmm.
They also offer hospitality, education, lounge seating, and everything can be purchased through PVI.
Very good.
There you go.
Love it. Is there any way I could get a personalized, get like my jersey number or something? Or
have it say EB on
EB.
The back.
EB. Oh, yeah. Can we get EB emblazoned on it?
You want to just take a Sharpie?
Yeah, right. EB on the Sharpie.
Huh? Yeah.
There you go.
I like it.
It's like a personal fitting.
So adjustable.
I like this.
Your posture should improve.
How comfy is it?
It's amazing. Yeah. Silly lumbar support.
Hey, how's your butt feel in it?
My butt feels awesome.
I'll do it. I'm a Commanders fan this year. Dan Quinn gets fired, I'm a Commander fan.
You're in.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. PVI's been great. If you're looking to upgrade your office game at PVI Office Furniture, they'll come to you to design the perfect workspace for your team. No hassle, no stress. Just a game-changing upgrade. And when you call today, mention us, the Junks, you get 15% off your purchase. Get your office in championship shape at PVIPVI.com because business grows with PVI, EB.
I won't be like Cakes and be snobby and not let anybody sit in my chair. My only condition will be have to be a Skins fan. If you're a Skins fan, you can sit in the chair.
Danny,
Grant, those guys, I think they would qualify.
Yeah, sure.
I think they are. But if you're not a Skins fan, no. Right. That means you can't when I'm off.
I like my chair for myself because I'm selfish. Sorry. I'm just being me. I have to be real here.
Right. Awesome sponsor
PVI,
of the show.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank you so much, guys. Sit on it seating.
From Happy Days back in the day. Sit on it.
Cap season starts. Oh, Cap season. I'm a Caps fan.
There you go.
Oh, now.
You get a Caps one. Thank you.
Thanks, PVI.
That is nice.
Hey,
that is
pretty cool, huh?
That is an upgrade.
I got to get my name on the back. I got to get like EB or something on the back.
Yeah, you need something.
You not like your name on the golf bag?
Yeah.
Well, that's a little different. That's a golf bag. Yeah, that's you out in public. Everyone's staring at you. And, you know, there's enough golf anxiety. I don't need my name on the bag.
Speaking of which, I don't think you guys knew this. I participated in a triathlon this weekend.
I saw you did.
Did you guys know that?
What type of triathlon?
Yeah, what kind?
Now, it's not
Softest triathlon ever.
It's not your standard disciplines of the triathlon, because I believe a real triathlon is you run a full marathon, then you swim like
2 miles.
Like 2 miles, then you bike like 100 miles, like Beamish.
Yeah, right.
This triathlon was at Norbeck Country Club. It was a little less than a real triathlon. It was pickleball, cornhole, and four holes of golf.
It got you on the golf course, though.
It did get me on the golf course.
How'd you fare in the four holes?
Not 14 so well. Over. My partner was very good. I sucked, obviously. I told him, I was like, I'll be okay in pickleball. Cornhole is dicey.
Everybody should be okay, though, in cornhole, right?
You play like at tailgates and at barbecues.
You're hammered when you play.
Yeah. I'll hold my own there, but golf is where I'm really going to struggle. And, you know, the same.
Did you guys win?
Came in tied for third.
How many entries?
There were like 8 teams.
Okay, that's not bad.
8 or 9 teams.
Third out of 8. All right, not bad.
I mean, is it 18? We smashed the pickleball.
Or is it 8 teams? Maybe I missed
8 or 9.
Is eight or okay. Nine.
Yeah.
Top third. Top third.
Top three. Made the podium.
Yeah. He made the podium. Bronze medal.
How come Bickle didn't participate in Norbert?
I don't. I just do my own thing.
Yeah.
I'm kind of a grouch.
My partner asked, he's like, why isn't EB in this? I'm like, He doesn't do social.
Right. I like to just keep my circle small.
Yeah.
I like to wave.
He's kind of nod. He's like, okay, that kind of tracks.
Yeah. Just do my own thing. That's all. I love it. I have a great time over there.
Yeah.
But
it was fun.
Do my own thing.
Socialize with some people that
I saw Cakes was all on their Instagram and everything. He's a big star over at the club.
Why don't you branch out, Eric? Meet some new people.
I've met quite a few people, but it's too many.
I play.
It's too many.
Circle's
already.
Big enough.
It's big enough.
Hey, at Hidden Creek, I played with 3 randos the other day. legit, 3 randos.
I'd rather be like Phil Collins and poop my diaper.
Did they know who you were?
No. Oh. I mean, I don't think so. But they're all nice guys. Oh, everything.
Everyone's always nice.
We're just playing golf. That's all.
The guys we were playing with in the golf portion, he knew who I was because my dumb golf bag says Cakes.
Exactly.
He's like, you're Cakes from the junkies.
You gotta get rid of that bag.
Now watch me smoke this drive.
Yeah. And he sees your backswing and starts grilling.
Yeah, you gotta get rid of that.
I was trying to fly under the radar. I need to bring some duct tape. Put it over my dumb name.
You don't still have the one with the weather guy from
Scorchy Tongs.
No, you
don't have that one anymore.
No. Hey, quick reminder, I'm gonna be doing
the greatest name ever, by the way.
First string podcast with our guy Toothpick tonight.
Toothpick. Very good.
Lake Lewis is gonna be on. He's been on our show before.
All right, good.
Some heavy hitters on the first string podcast. Yes,
good.
Check it out.
Sell some books.
Definitely check that out.
FaithRestoredBook.com.
Also, don't forget, on B. Mitch and Finley today, Cal Ripken is their special guest at 1:30, so you don't want to miss out on that as well. We're the Junks. We'll see you tomorrow. B. Mitch and Finley, up next.